Hello. In this episode, we will review the ultimate guide for child support. If you want to defeat your child support cases, you need to have the rules and procedures. And in this episode, we will hack the ultimate guide for child support. Let's get started. In order to defeat child support, you need to study what I call the 303 series, that is 45 CFR 303, such as 303.71, 303.72, which is the tax refund offset, 303.100, which is the income withholding. This is where you need to focus on studying the review. And I'm going to leave the review on the screen. Now that you know the 303 series, Where do we begin? Where? Well, the first thing you need to know, jurisdiction. Jurisdiction is the cornerstone of our legal process. If you don't understand this, review. I have a video on reviewing the child support and jurisdiction. I have videos 1 and 2. You need to know jurisdiction. This is a very controversial issue that women do not pay child support. Yes, women do not pay child support. There is nothing in the statute that says women pay child support. Here is a Supreme Court case law. It's Blessing versus Freestone. It's not an entitlement. In other words, no one benefit from child support program. It's just a contract, plain and simple. It is just a contract. If you're a 1099 worker, you do not need to pay child support. Review our videos. 1099 workers does not pay child support. If you are serious, again, if you are serious about suing child support, preview my video called Father Filed a Lawsuit and Won, if you are serious. You can take advantage of the DOJ newsletter. File it into your case, and you can get that at Child Support. newzendler.com, childsupport.newzendler.com. You can go to court and say, I am not going to pay child support. And here's the issue. Ignorance of the law excuses not, and ignorance of the law excuses no one. You need to know the laws, rules, and regulation. And that includes judges and attorneys. Now, the judges, they know the law. And the attorneys, they know the law. So you're up against the two individuals that know the law and can recite the law. But you don't know the law. So in our series, we're going to review the 3 series. Hello, my name is Chris. This is not strategy. This is not a legal strategy. Do your own research. But what I'm presenting here is to understand the child support system. As you know, you cannot go to court unless you understand the child support system. Let's get started. We welcome email or comments at chrishtwenty9.protonmail.com. We do extensive research on child support. However, we do rely on your generosity of gifts of $25 or any amount. Please give to our cause. Also, we have an app for that. The app is located at childsupport.newzendler.com. The app has all the information that's on the go. The ultimate guide to child support and family court cases. However, please subscribe to our channel. It only takes a couple of minutes. And also, share our channel with everyone who's going through child support. Child support is a federally funded Title IV-D contract. It is always and it's ever be a contract. Here we have the Texas contract, which is single and separate organization. And the contract is managed by the Attorney General's office. The Attorney General's manage or enforce the child support in Texas. These contracts, or for Title IV-D, is in Article 1, and that is not Article 3. Chief Justice Marshall wrote in his court that these courts, which is child support court, a contract, is not to be confused or construed for a constitutional court. Okay? Article 1 versus Article 2. And the case law is Northern Pipeline Construction versus North Marathon Pipeline. We have a video called The 5 Supreme Court Cases That You Should Already Know. You need to review that. We reviewed Blessing versus Freestone and U.S. versus Sage. There are three others that you need to review for your case. Here's one of the statutes that you should learn. 45 CFR 302.17. It's the inclusion of the state statute. The state plan, which is child support, it says it needs state statute, that is regulations. However, it has the forced effect of law. So here's the Texas contract that we reviewed. It says here on 5.1, the state plan. It says the state plan must reflect federal law and regulations. So if you are concerned or convinced that the child support is a state agency, it's not. It's a federal agency. And it has inclusion, or they said it includes the state statute. And it's a section 5.1 of the contract. This is not legal advice. Do your own research. So to continue, 45 CFR 302.34, the cooperative arrangements.
45 CFR section 302.34, cooperative arrangements. Number one, cooperative arrangements. The state plan shall provide that the state will enter into agreements, which are reflected in a record, for cooperative arrangements under section 303.107 of this chapter with appropriate courts, law enforcement officials, such as district attorneys, attorneys general, and similar public attorneys and prosecutors, corrections officials, and Indian tribes or tribal organizations. Child and spousal support, and provisions to reimburse courts and law enforcement officials for their assistance.
Must have an administrative complaint review process, which is defined by the state. However, you can include the supremacy clause. The supremacy clause is concurrent for any duties with child support. That is Kaplan versus Hausman. Now, if the clerk refused your paperwork, it is called Federal Rules Civil Procedures 5D4. If you present the clerk with your paperwork, they cannot refuse it. Again, they cannot refuse it. The First Amendment to the Constitution is that you must have access to the courts at any time. It's the fundamental right of the Constitution. U.S.C. 1654. You can plead your case at any time or with an attorney. That is, you can plead your case at any time with or without an attorney. However, an attorney cannot be forced upon you. The law does not say that he has the right to have counsel, but it does not say the counsel should be forced upon you. That is State versus Penderville. And also the proper use of the court is by what is called proper service. You need to include proper service. When you go to court for the first time, you will encounter an attorney. However, their title is support magistrate or quasi-judges. But again, they are just attorneys. But here's a question. Why would you give your personal information to who is not a license preparer or a licensed bookkeeper or a licensed financial advisor? You are giving your financial information to an attorney. Again, you're giving your personal information to someone who's not an accountant. CFR 2645.30, which is the automatic enrollment for child support. That is, if you do not come to court or it's a default, you're automatically enrolled in child support. This is not financial advice. Do your own research. 45 CFR 303.1. This is the general definition for child support, and this is where I start the 300 series.
45 CFR section 301.1, general definitions. Applicable matching rate means the rate of federal funding of state 4D programs administrative costs for the appropriate fiscal year. The applicable matching rate for FY 1990 and thereafter is 66%. Yes, agency makes 66 cents on the dollar. The state has entered into a reciprocal arrangement for the establishment and enforcement of support obligations to the extent consistent with federal law pursuant to Section 459AD of the Act. District attorney or a friend of the court, in Texas, tribunal means a court, administrative agency, or quasi-judicial entity authorized under state law to establish, enforce, or modify support orders or to determine parentage.
45 CFR 303.5. This is critical note to establish child support. If you do not learn anything else, you'll need to learn 45 CFR 303.5. where it says child support is voluntary. Yes, child support is a voluntary federal program.
45 CFRD 303.5, Establishment of Paternity. 1. Provide an alleged father the opportunity to voluntarily acknowledge paternity in accordance with D302.705, and 2. Attempt to establish paternity by legal process established under state law. Under the state's Title IV, for your ex-ix plan, or those recipients of the Food Stamp Program, as defined under Section 3H of the Food Stamp Act of 1977, who are required to cooperate with the Child Support Program, there has been a determination of good cause for refusal to cooperate under Section 45429 of the Act.
Continue 45 CFR 303.5. It says the IDV agency must seek default entry. This is where they trap you in the child support program. If you don't come to court, they will give you 20 days or 30 days in which to show up for court, and then you have a default. But again, child support is voluntary.
45 CFRD 303.5, Establishment of Paternity. Except as provided in paragraph F3 of this section, the Ford agency may charge any individual who is not a recipient of aid under the state's Title IV or ex-ix plan a reasonable fee for performing genetic tests. F. The Ford agency must seek entry of a default order by the court or administrative authority in a paternity case by showing that process has been served on the defendant in accordance with state law, that the defendant has failed to respond to service in accordance with state procedures, and any additional showing required by state law in accordance with D302.705, voluntary paternity establishment programs.
31 CFR 285.11. If you're having a child support problem, you can discuss financial hardship. Yes, it's hidden inside the program, but you can discuss financial hardship.
31 CFRD 285.11. Administrative wage garnishment. Financial hardship. 1. A debtor whose wages are subject to a wage withholding order under this section may at any time request a review by the agency of the amount garnished based on materially changed circumstances such as disability, divorce, or catastrophic illness which result in financial hardship. 2. A debtor requesting a review under paragraph 1 of this section shall submit the basis for claiming that the current amount of garnishment results in a financial hardship to the debtor, along with supporting documentation. Agencies shall consider any information submitted in accordance with procedures and standards established by the agency. 3. If a financial hardship is found, the agency shall downwardly adjust by an amount and for a period of time agreeable to the agency.
You need to know child support in relation to custody. There are differences. Child support dealing with a contract and custody deals with visitation. You need to know the difference. Review our video. We review the 3 series, which is the 303 or the 304 series of child support. If you have any questions or comment, please. We welcome your email at chrish289protonmail.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Again, it takes less than a minute to review to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And of course, we take donations. Yes, we rely on donations.